Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week, where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
It is another beautiful day here in San George's, and as we know, this is Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon. It's a great joy and a pleasure to be with you once again as we begin this beautiful journey of talking to you about what is happening within the Ministry of Finance and some of the projects coming out of that very big ministry led by the Honorable Prime Minister Dr. Keith Mitchell. Today I will be speaking to Mr. Brian Campbell, who have been the project manager of MAREP itself. All right, now I'll ask Mr. Campbell to explain to us what is MAREP. Mr. Campbell, as I said, welcome to Inside Finance. What is MAREP?
MAREP is a project, is a rural development project financed by the Governor of Grenada, the Caribbean Development Bank, and the International Fund for Agricultural Development. It's a market access and rural enterprise development project. It's a six-year project. It's based in St. Patrick's, that's Sauterre's actually, and it started in 2011 and is due to complete actually at the end of this month. So it's a project that is designed to work with young people in particular, I want to say. But I want to go back in some of the history because you asked what.
You need to be able to help us to understand. You came into MAREP at a particular point, so I'd like you to talk to us about the state of the project when you got into it and where were we. And that was how many years ago?
Yeah, so I came into the project in 2013. This project would have started in 2011. And in 2013, I'm talking about in August, September of 2013, the project was on a pre-cancellation setting, which meant that the International Fund for Agricultural Development, after 2 years of the project operation, they were not satisfied that it was making any progress, and it was questionable whether the expertise or the efforts of the government of Grenada at the time was adequate in undertaking the project. Mm-hmm. So it was a big deal. So the government of the day was given essentially 3 months, 4 months to fix things, you know, to ensure that it happened. This is when I came into the project, so it was very challenging because we faced cancellation.
And that was when 2013, that was just about the end of the NDC government. That's
correct. In fact, the new administration, the NNP, had just in fact taken over the reins of government, and IFAD had a mission to Grenada with CDB, Caribbean Development Bank, and said to the governor of the day, look, nothing has happened, it's not progressing after 2 years, we will close the project, we will cancel the project, because you're not showing competencies to implement the project.
So you're saying that the new administration, as they got in, the project was about to be cancelled.
That's correct. Pre-cancellation is a stage that the financiers set for you. They give you certain conditions, and usually they will just, after a pre-cancellation set in, they will just give you a note and say, look, it's cancelled.
All right. So talk to us about the state of
Yes. So it meant it was a big challenge for the government. Here was a situation, $21 million, very concessionary terms, focusing on rural development, agriculture, and young people in particular. And here was the project. I came into this project in September. And one of the key challenges was, in other words, the staffing. Where do you recruit the staffing, or where do you develop the training and the orientation to deliver on this project? Mm-hmm. And this is, for me, I think, the biggest success of this project. Project was able to recruit about 20 Grenadians, young people. I must say one disadvantage here is that most of the young persons, most of the competencies we got were women, young women. In fact, present staff in is something like 18 women and four for men. So the women dominate essentially this type of work and have shown great competencies and how they've built. So the challenge here was for us to deliver this project. And I want to say that from 2013 to the present, that the project has delivered. And we can go into what MARIP, in fact, has delivered.
Well, I want to know that. Is that my next question? What have you delivered? Seeing that you was in pre-cancellation.
This project had multiple facets to it. One, the project had to deliver a number of farm access roads because, remember, a project that is financed by the International Fund for Agricultural Development, which is an arm of the UN, a UN agency based in Rome, focuses a lot on agriculture development and rural development, you know, small farmers, youth. So, first of all, we were able to deliver on about 17 farm roads, farm access roads, and 2 bridges. In fact, we are at the end stage now. We're doing presently as we speak, completing the Dumfries Road in Carrico and the Grand Bacolet Road as we speak right now. These are the last two projects that are on their way for completion. So the other thing we have done is a lot of training. So training with young people. We have put on 28 CVQs working with the Grenada National Training Agency with over 600 young persons trained. And this is training geared to employment. This is not just training because the outcome we're looking for is the employment. So, for example, right now, as Silver Sands is employing, Silver Sands just 2 weeks ago came to MARIP office and said, look, we're interviewing young persons. Out of 50 persons interviewed, they are targeted 19 to continue that process. So we have from the 600 trained, we have 150 have now permanent employment. So, for example, one of the courses would have been geriatrics. So the women completing the geriatrics course, we would have provided them a grant to set up by wheelchairs, by various equipment, so they're providing a service. So a lot of the training is not geared for persons to go and find work, but to create their own work.
It is self-employment.
That's one dimension of it. So you would have seen in cruise ship training for the cruise ship industry, for the hospitality industry in particular, we have a lot of young persons in the various hotels as we speak now that are employed. The School of Medicine, Sandals, all the various hotels are taking on board a lot of the MARIP trained. Because this is a 6 month course training, 2 months practical on the job training. This is 8 months intensive, and it's a qualification, Caribbean qualification. So it means that these young people can find work
anywhere across
the region. So this is very, very, very important. But just going on, so we have working very close to with the Ministry of Extension, the Extension Division, we've been able to provide them a lot of tools and equipment to enable the extensionists to do their work. So I could tell you, for example, we've had over 250 visit from the extensionists to the various projects that we undertake. So if we're doing a poultry, and we've several poultry, over 12 working with them. So we are doing about 89 projects. In various
89,
targeting about 890 persons, and this is across the board. I could tell you they're in poultry, they're in livestock, they're in confectionaries, they're in you name it, barbering, construction, also. So when there is, so we are not making a lot of noise about what we are doing, but I want to say that. We have touched, this project have touched so many young people in various communities, and I want to say this includes Carrico also. So for example, in Carrico, we would have sent persons from Carrico to go to Barbados to look at butchering, look at how you cut meat, how you prepare. So we have, for example, working with the Carrico Farmers Association, because Carrico is livestock. So they set up their walk-in freezer, their chill room, their cutting and equipment, so that they could present to the Carrico market better cuts of meats. And the Carrico farmers are coming together to do this. So with the Grenada Poultry Association, and there's an interesting thing that is not talked about. There is a new policy that the government has approved on poultry because of the high import, the millions of dollars that we now import of meat. So working with the Poultry Association has been able to work with the government to adopt this policy to gradually reduce the amount of imported poultry as fast as the local production can it's increase, built up. So, for example, we've worked with the Greener Poultry Association to obtain for them a hatchery, for example. So, so in all areas, so the St. Patrick Livestock Association, they're looking at milk production and cheese. Poultry livestock, small ruminants, I should say, is a big deal. Working with over four, five national around the island association of breeders, because we're bringing in quality breeding stock to ensure that it multiply, and so meat, because the whole strategy is food input, you know, reducing on the food importation around the island. So a lot of these projects in various areas are taking place.
So MARP is not only about young people.
No, it has a focus and a priority on young persons, yes, but it's looking at poverty reduction. That is key. So small farmers. So we're giving a lot of support to, and the other thing too with young persons, because we would have sent young persons to train that in aquaponics and in new technology, because if we're going to get young people into agriculture, we have to change the, it's not only fork and hoe, it has to be technology driven also.
Right, because that is changing.
Yes.
Now, one would reflect and say, in 6 years, what would you say that MARP has accomplished in the past 6 years?
Very, very important. I think the biggest effort, I think, is in human resource development, young people. I think that because we have trained about 700 young persons in various skills area, because this skills area, which the average person would have went through 8 months of training. A lot of money been spent there working with the Grenada National Training Agency, because we see them as the expert in terms of being able to recruit the various trainers and the certification, that process. The government of Grenada invested quite a few million dollars in training young persons. Now, when you see the transformation in these persons, these youngsters, these young men and women, when they started, the insecurity, the, and you see now how they're able, you see the dignity shining in their faces, you know, because they can now present a CV, they can now express themselves, right. They can now, they're different people. There's a transformation. So I think the investment that's been made in human resource development should not be understated, you know. And it's hundreds of young persons in various rural communities around the island. You know, I will say this is for me the biggest accomplishment. But you know, one of the strategies too that the project has done, because it has gone into, and we're working in 50 communities, so it's a lot of communities.
50 communities.
So
it's quite a lot.
It's a lot of communities. So, for example, so take St. Patrick's, not part of the island. Here is a group spectral that is identifying natural resources in the Bathway area. So we have come in and work with them. They're going to put in, using the Bathway environment and the lake, to put a new boardwalk. Yeah, to do bird watching, canoeing, merchandising. It's employment, because just for the turtle watching, they employ over 10 persons. You know, so sometimes, you know, you don't see a big building going up, or you don't see or Mount Rich, the Petroglaze. These young people, they have set themselves a group. We have come in, renovate the facilities, provide, working with the Ministry of Tourism too, and have their facilities now certified under the Ministry of Tourism. And here there is a tour, it's part of the tour. So a number of young people are now employed using the natural resource in the community. So that has been a big strategy. And the way MARP has worked, we have not gone in, we use a scheme called Implementation by Beneficiaries. So a lot of organizational development and capacity building with these groups here. Yeah? So they have to implement the project on their own, you know. Or you take Clojet, a rich history there. So the Clojet community have built a trail into the Fedo, into the mountain area there.
Yeah.
And again, so here you have a tour, because this ecotourism and all that is now ecotourism is now very popular. Right. So in a lot of cases, is that the community identifying what natural resources they have and how the project, this investment by the government of Grenada, because these are soft loans, it's concessionary, but it has to be paid back. So these are important investments that have been taking place, not a lot of noise being made about it over the years that has been happening. But I want to say that, you know, I think a big part of the success of this project is the understanding of the Prime Minister as the Minister of Finance, because this falls directly on his portfolio. The fact that he gave full support, and I have not, you know, in many cases you hear about governments interfering with staffing and other issues. I must say, and this is a big point for me, because we will not be where we are with the structure set up, with a project steering committee, including various institutions and community organizations, that as a steering committee, the government respected the structures as was set up by the funding organizations and allow it to work. And I think that that was very, very important in the success we've had.
So you were saying that the government had been supportive, one, but also the government has not interfered with the running of MAREP.
It has not. We have, I can tell you that, and this is important, sometimes you don't know, because it is true, whereas there's always been challenges because whereas the main funding comes from the Caribbean Development Bank and IFAD, the government, their counterpart financing must go in. So, and we've always been given high priority, you know, by the government to ensure that the resources were there to implement the project. So, for example, salaries might be 80% CDB and 20% Government of Grenada. So it was very important that the support from the Ministry of Finance was always there to ensure the success of this project.
If you look at MAREP in itself, it has been an organization have a wealth of knowledge gained over the years. And you have come in 6 years ago?
No, I came in 2013, the end of, it was the last quarter of 2013.
The last end of 2013. So you have been there what?
It's about going on 5 years.
Going almost. On five years.
It's not 5 years, just over
right.
4 years.
4 years. So you have seen a lot. Yeah. And MAREP is coming to the end of its cycle.
Yes.
So
yes.
Talk to us about
So MAREP, this project is coming to an end on the 31st of March. The project,
which is this month
actually. So there's a closing ceremony planned at the 29th of March. In fact, it was planned on the 14th, but because of the election, we had to move it back naturally. So here we're going to have a closing ceremony. But the interesting thing about this closing ceremony is going to be a closing ceremony and an exposition. So all the producer groups, all the people in services that we've supported, they will bring there and have an exposition to display and to provide samples of their products. And so this is, the proudness, I think, is an opportunity for those communities that have been affected and in a positive, and young persons who have been employed to showcase, or those that are in their own business to showcase what they've done and what they're doing. So this happens in the end of March. But Pastor, I think what is most important here, two things that is most important, and me, I am moved by this, because I'm clearly the question for me. I think, given I see myself as a rural development specialist, consultant with the government at this stage of my life. But the key here is building succession and creating a platform for the development of all the young talent, the young people that's been involved in this project. I'm talking about business development officers. I'm talking about M&E, monitoring and evaluation persons who've been trained. I'm talking about youth, community youth officers, array of persons, young persons that have been trained. And the question for me was, like a year ago, what happens at the end of my
life? Right.
This question bothered me a lot. And therefore, because of the success that we were having, it was easy for working with the government to approach the CDB and IFAD and say, look, given where we are, given what we have done, development is not static, it's ongoing, you know, it doesn't end at the end of this project. Where do we go from here? They were excited about it because they were pleased with the progress and the development that took place during the life of MAREP, and agreed, interestingly, to consider a new program. And the government was excited about this. So I can tell you, I'm pleased to say that there's a new project called Climate smart agriculture. And enterprise development. So this new project, it's a big project, 6-year project, it's about $38 million.
Wow.
It's going to be financed by the Caribbean Development Bank. The Caribbean Development Bank is going to focus again here on farm access road, because roads for farmers is important. And this is not building huge new concrete roads. This is improving existing road drainage, culverts, right. Inverts, compaction, wall, concrete where it is steep, but making those roads accessible
to farmers.
That's why we call it farm access roads.
Right.
It's not like the Janin, Kiewit Fund huge multi-million dollars road. So the CDB is providing about $5 million for this kind of infrastructure. But the key part of it is the irrigation and damming, because water catchment for a lot of farmers, particularly in this climate change and environment, is important. Water, how they manage water. So an important aspect of it is going to be that aspect of it. Another huge dimension of the project is, of course, enterprise for young people, business, startup. Because a lot of young people, we look at the numbers, Pastor, at the banks, in Grenada, 1% are probably less of all the financing go for agricultural development in terms of loans. So it's
1%.
So it's not a huge amount of money.
Right.
And that's across the board. So they're, particularly young persons, they have not yet acquired assets. So they can't produce collateral.
No.
So this project can provide startup grants for a lot of these projects, rural development projects of young people working with either individuals or with a group to do businesses. So they can use that as a kind of matching grant that they get to access loans, because that becomes their asset.
Right.
Yeah. So this is important. So they have something that they can start with. And we want to, so we are targeting young persons, and there's over 400 persons target to be trained in CVQs based on the economy and where the developments are taking place and the job opportunity. So it's not just we're going to train this, it's going to be based on the analysis of where the openings are.
Okay. So when you reflect on the past five years, you have seen Marriott almost closed down because...
Coming to an end, yes.
Coming to an end, and the new administration came in, and to be able to give it life. Oh, and now you're about to get a $35 million money again.
Yes, in fact, I can tell you that the government of Grenada, the Prime Minister, has already signed a financing agreement, and this is extremely concessionary, the first tranche of the loans. I can tell you that it is less than 1%,
wow.
0.75%, 10 years grace, 30 years to pay. The CDB part of it is, it's 1.5%, I believe. They have 5 years grace and 20 years. So it is very concessionary.
But
of course, it's a loan.
Right.
Has to be paid back at some point.
So it means
and so it has to be managed and used properly. But the biggest part of the project I want to tell you is the part dealing with agriculture development, rural agriculture development. Over $20 million is directed towards the agricultural sector. Developing the extension division to providing resources in the extension division to deliver and to finance a lot of these projects in rural communities, because this is rural and this is young people, small farmers, women. Particularly, we have a high percentage. The numbers are here is about 50% of single women head in household. Projects target a lot of those because they are breadwinners in their household, and a lot of focus is going to go on them in terms of helping them to do what they want to do. And the training. So there's a lot of excitement about this project. It's due to be launched on the 12th of April. So I really want to compliment the government of Grenada for this initiative and for supporting working, because usually the development of these projects from the stage of conceptualization to implementation is about 2.5 to 3 years. We did this in 1 year.
I mean,
this is amazing. This has not happened before, I want to tell you. So I think the government must be complimented here, the Ministry of Finance for working. And I think IFAD, that's going to be here next month, is really amazed with this development and compliments the government. I know about this for working so diligently to deliver this.
Well, we're out of time. I mean, it's so there's so much to say. But quickly, as we conclude this time together, where is Marip now, and what do you see going forward in 1 minute?
Look, so we are closing. So we are rushing to completion in terms of completing all disbursement to, because as I told you, we have, it is over totally, it's I told you about 89 projects, but we have about 64 what we call these very small projects involving about 3 to 6 persons. So we are rushing to completion a lot of these projects. They're in poultry, they're in livestock, they're in barbering, name it. Young persons around the island in all these communities have an opportunity to establish a little business, to earn livelihoods for themselves and not go out to look for a job, but where they're creating jobs for themselves. So rush into completion for this, because we want to end this at the 31st of March.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Mr. Brian Campbell. You are the manager of Marip?
Program manager, yes.
Program manager. So so pretty much you run Marip.
Well, I'm the manager, but I want to tell you, and I want to, this is a big point, Pastor. I am simply amazed. I think it's awesome. I use this word deliberately with what I've seen in terms of the development of the staff, the young persons. A lot of them, they're very qualified, and they have, they're the ones that have done this. You know, I created a platform, and they've delivered.
And you guided them.
But I give them the credit.
And they've done well.
They've done well. Excellent.
Yeah. All right, then. Thank you, Mr. Brian Campbell of Marip, who have helped us to understand what is doing. And amazing, about to close the 5 years ago. And pretty much they made it through a new loan. The line of loan is in. And they're going to start a new life come next month, April. They have the closing ceremony end of this month. And the excitement for the $35 million they get to take them through for the next 6 years. Thank you again, Mr. Brian Campbell.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
And I wish you well your wonderful staff. Congratulations to all the staff and the young people in Marip. God bless you. Have a great day. I am Pastor Sanford Simon. You have been listening to the Inside Finance with Mr. Brian Campbell, who is the program manager of Marip. It is a great... What Marip mean, by the way?
Market access, rural enterprise development.
Say it again.
Market access and rural enterprise
and
development.
Rural enterprise development.
Yes.
That's Marip. Yeah. Take care, folks. Have a great week. Join me here next week at the same time for another program of Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.